This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A fungal disease that has infected most of the ash trees in Denmark has spread to Britain. Now a wide swath of British woodland is in jeopardy, and the financial and environmental repercussions could be dire. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Like the rustling in the undergrowth of an English wood, the first lawsuit of the crisis is stirring. Simon Ellis, a commercial tree farmer, is suing the government over its ban on the movement of ash trees.
We invest in these crops during the summer months and harvest at this time of year. And by imposing the restrictions they've put on us now, that's stopped our income stream before it's even started.
A third of Britain's woodland is at risk. The cost to landowners and tree growers could run into the tens of millions. Simon Ellis blames the government for failing 3 years ago to take heed of the ash tree epidemic in Denmark. Tim Briarcliffe speaks for commercial tree growers in Britain.
We wrote to the government and said, we've seen this terrible disease in Denmark and you need to ban imports now to stop the disease coming into the UK.
That was in 2009. The government finally imposed its import ban 2 weeks ago.
So here we are today with the disease in the country.
The government says there was no scientific evidence 3 years ago that the disease was in Britain. And so under EU trade rules, ash imports could not be banned then. Environment Minister Rupert Ponsonby.
The first confirmed finding in the country was in March of this year. And since then, we have taken action to put in place a ban on movements and imports.
Too little, too late, say the critics, as the disease spreads like wildfire across Britain. Now the race is on in plant laboratories to find a cure. Environmental campaigner George Monbiot is not optimistic about the future of one of Britain's best-loved trees.
It is too late. It's going to destroy the majority of Britain's ash trees. That seems absolutely clear. We're losing a part of ourselves as well as a part of the natural world.
The cost may run into millions, the loss to the landscape incalculable. In rural England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.